From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the Law of God as he commences a message entitled, Loving Ourselves. The text is found in Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 through 46, in which a lawyer or expert in the law seeks to confound the Lord Jesus by asking him to define the greatest commandment. With divine incisiveness, Christ sums up the law in two statements. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In this message, Dr. Cairns will explain the nature of true love for self. Far from the self-centered, self-indulgent attitude that passes for a positive self-image in our day, true self-love refers to a believer's attitude and care for himself, generated by a true apprehension of God's love for him. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a moment. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7. The trial of your faith. Faith untried may be true faith, but it is sure to be little faith, and it is likely to remain dwarfish so long as it is without trials. Faith never prospers so well as when all things are against her. Tempests are her trainers, and lightnings are her illuminators. When a calm reigns on the sea, spread the sails as you will, the ship moves not to its harbor. For on a slumbering ocean the keel sleeps too. Let the winds rush howling forth, and let the waters lift up themselves. Then, though the vessel may rock, and her deck may be washed with waves, and her mast may creak under the pressure of the full and swelling sail, it is then that she makes headway towards her desired haven. No flowers wear so lovely a blue as those which grow at the foot of the frozen glacier. No stars gleam so brightly as those which glisten in the polar sky. No water tastes so sweet as that which springs amid the desert sand. And no faith is so precious as that which lives and triumphs in adversity. Tried faith brings experience. You could not have believed your own weakness had you not been compelled to pass through the rivers, and you would have never known God's strength had you not been supported amid the water floods. Faith increases in solidity, assurance, and intensity the more it is exercised with tribulation. Faith is precious, and its trial is precious too. Let not this, however, discourage those who are young in faith. You will have trials enough without seeking them. The full portion will be measured out to you in due season. Meanwhile, if you cannot yet claim the result of long experience, thank God for what grace you have. Praise Him for that degree of holy confidence whereunto you have attained. Walk according to that rule, and you shall have yet more and more of the blessing of God, till your faith shall remove mountains and conquer impossibilities.
I have been through the valley of weeping, through the valley of sorrow and pain, but the God of all comfort was with me, by His hand to uphold and sustain.
Oh,
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. In our continuing study of the law of God, we saw last week that this passage of Scripture requires us to love God and to love men. We spent some time last Sabbath evening considering the whole theme of love for God. Now we must consider the second part of the text and the reading, namely, love for men. There is something that lies on the very surface of this text that rarely obtains a hearing in the Christian pulpit. In telling us to love men, the Lord Jesus Christ asserts very, very clearly that God's law is that we should love ourselves and then we should love others. Tonight, I want us to consider this love of self, which according to the Savior is part of this very brief and concentrated summary of the entire moral duty of man under God's law. This love of self. Now, instinctively, we think of self-love as something base, something unworthy of a Christian, a display of pride, and indeed of arrogance. And I have to confess, I believe that instinct is absolutely right. It's difficult to imagine anything less in keeping with Christ's description of the blessed man as meek and poor in spirit than what the world thinks of as self-love. The law of God most assuredly does not command us to engage in self-confidence, self-expression, self-indulgence, self-promotion, and self-interest. In fact, if you take your Bible and study it carefully, you'll find that far from commanding these as virtues, the Scriptures condemn them as vices. When the law of God calls us to self-love, it of course uses the word love in all its biblical purity. From our text, that will make something very clear. And it's simply this, follow it carefully. We laid the basis of this last Sabbath evening. Self-love is properly the attitude and care we should take for ourselves because we love the Lord with a love that is begotten by His love for us. Now let me repeat that as a definition, because this is what Christ is talking about in our text. This is what I'm talking about tonight as we consider loving ourselves. Self-love, properly speaking, is the attitude and the care that we should have for ourselves because we love the Lord with a love that is begotten by God's love for us. This self-love includes proper care of our bodies. Paul said in Ephesians 5:29, no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Now I know that that is spoken in a much wider context, but the words in themselves are true. No man who obeys the law of God will destroy his own flesh. No man who loves the Lord and obeys the word and law of God will do aught but nourish and cherish his body, look after his own body, even as the Lord Jesus looks after his mystical body, which is the church. We are so used to making the spiritual application of that passage that husbands should love their wives in this way, and that's a perfectly good application, and it's what Paul meant us to make. But we are so good at making that spiritual application that we can very easily overlook the fundamental and clear application of the words in their native force. That is, that every lover of God and every obedient servant of the law of God should nourish and cherish his very body as Christ does his body, the church. This self-love goes beyond the body. It includes our care for the welfare of our souls. Writing to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 8, the apostle said, let us who are of the day. Now let me just interject something. Those who are of the day are walking in the light of God's word. They are walking the life of obedience to God's word. They are walking according to the law of God. Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. There should be a covering for the heart, for the soul, for the affections, for the spiritual man. Just as we feed the body, we should feed the soul. Just as we protect the body, we should protect the soul. Self-love includes care for the welfare and the spiritual development of our souls. And of course the aim is to present both body and soul to the Lord as useful instruments in the service of the Savior. Isn't this Paul's great application of his entire exposition of the gospel in Romans chapter 12? When he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's the body. Now he goes on, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, or of your soul, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This then is the self-love of which the Savior speaks. And what I've said brings us back now to that fundamental observation I made last week that I want to pursue tonight. A proper attitude to ourselves and others is the result of a true love for God. Tonight we're going to concentrate on the first part of that statement. A proper attitude to ourselves is the result of a true love for God. To put it the other way around, a true love for God produces a true regard for ourselves. Now let me try and explain that. First thing I want to say is this, that no man can have a proper regard for himself without a true love for God. The man who disregards God has a totally false view of himself. He forgets or he ignores the fact that he's God's creature. He is answerable to God. He is accountable to God. But the man who has little or no regard for God mocks the very idea of his standing before God to give account unto God for the deeds done in his body. He mocks this either in so many words, or he mocks it by his whole demeanor, proclaiming by his manner of life his belief, I will never bow the knee at God's judgment bar. I will never give account to God. The psalmist spoke of such people in Psalm 94. In verse 3, he refers to them as the wicked. And the word that is there, translated the wicked, has the idea in it of the lawless ones. Here is the view of the lawless. They say, verse 7, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. The man who has no love for God imagines himself to be this independent character. He is no longer God's creature, answerable to God, dependent on God. Like Belshazzar, he preens himself in his earthly glory. He surrounds himself with all the majesty of his own doings. He surrounds himself with his own like-thinking friends. He blasphemes God. He mocks his law. He mocks his people. He tramples his truth beneath his feet. He drinks to his gods, his idols, out of the very cup that he took from the temple of God. But then God comes. Through the prophet Daniel, he says to him, God, in whose hand thy breath is. Here's the man who was, in his opinion, king of the world, joint king of the great Babylonian dominions. Soon he would imagine to be sole king. Here is this man, apparently impregnable, even though an army was outside his great capital. He knew they could never overcome him, so he thought. Daniel says, Belshazzar, you're such a dependent little creature, God even holds your breath in his hand. That night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain because God shut his hand. The man who has no regard for God embraces insanity, and he proclaims it as sin. He binds himself to sin and to Satan, to sorrow and destruction. The Savior says, whoso committeth sin is the slave of sin. But this fool says, I commit sin, and it is freedom. Binds himself to Satan, the great dominator and damner of the souls of men, and he proclaims him a loving master. He exalts the lusts of his lowest nature to the throne of his being, laughing in God's face as he says, sin when it is conceived bringeth forth lust, and when it's finished it brings forth death. Aye, indeed, he lives like there were no God. The man who doesn't love God lives like God didn't exist. Lives as if there were no heaven, as if there were no hell.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.